This episode of Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to you by Epic Reads and the new sci-fi fantasy Heart of Iron by Ashley Poston.
New York Times bestselling author Victoria Schwab says Heart of Iron delivers a delightful cast and nonstop thrills. The pages flew by and I couldn't put it down.
Don't miss this epic adventure, perfect for fans of Six of Crows and Firefly.
Pick up Heart of Iron today. Available now wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Do you do audiobooks?
I tried, but the one that I tried to listen to was too quiet, and I was cooking. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're coming to you live from the SS Sci-Fi, all up in the sky on our spaceship. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is the Goofy Podcast, where we talk about ghosts and ghouls and Bigfoots and Littlefoots and Little Grays. Bigfoots and Little Grays. I'm working this out. I'll workshop it. And our guest today is our good friend, again... This is like three episodes ago you were here.
Yeah.
Erin Pierce, how are you?
Hi, I'm just the same as I was three episodes ago.
Yeah.
The good thing about you being here so quickly is we don't have to redo your WoW scale.
Nope, you know where I land.
I mean, I forgot, but what was it? It was like...
High seven, low eight.
Okay.
Sweet.
maybe a solid eight these days, I don't know. They put more documentaries on Netflix, so maybe I'm a harder... eight, closer to a nine.
Because you just believe everything you see on Netflix. Oh,
because they're making better documentaries.
Yeah, and like those Netflix documentaries, I've been meaning to watch those for a couple years. They've been out for years.
He was just watching something, and it was this guy just droning on about isotopes.
Was it the patient? Yeah.
It's so fucking boring.
Oh, but the information. You know how many alloys are?
You know the point of a documentarian is to make boring things interesting and engage people.
But if you make UFO and paranormal stuff interesting, people automatically assume it's fake. So you have to just have facts. It has to just be facts.
That is okay. First of all, none of those are facts. Because if they were facts, then. Because it's all...
He got the isotope test. Anyway.
This one actually is like...
He got it tested by people. Like, people that test alloys. That
I
do
could
that
get
for
things
a living.
Tested. I'll get... You need something tested?
I'll
get it
tested. If this documentary came out...
Okay, what documentary is it, first off? Because we're talking about this. We're just jumping in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. We're going to do an entire episode about a documentary?
No.
I haven't
it's
seen
different.
And neither have the listeners.
It's different. So.
But what's great is that you can go watch them. Well, here's the thing. I don't. The first one, Australian Skies. I don't actually recommend that one.
No.
Why? Because too entertaining.
I mean, the thing is, I watch every single UFO documentary. I've seen like when you shared this one with me, I was like, oh, cool. And I was like, oh, I did watch this 2 years ago. I started watching. I was like, I remember everything.
On YouTube, you rent it on YouTube.
Probably.
Yeah.
And there's good stuff in it. Basically, it's about this guy who, he's
basically Willy. He just sees UFOs everywhere all the time.
Oh, hang on, my hog's here. See you guys later.
And he has a chip. He's got a chip implanted in
he's got an implant.
Shoulder.
I don't have an implant, but...
That you know of.
Yeah, I'll bet this guy doesn't either.
But this guy...
He felt it.
I've got weird shit in my body that's probably not implants, but it's like weird deformities.
Yeah.
Like I punched something too hard once, and now this knuckle like sticks up weird.
Yeah, but then that goes into the other documentary, which is what, Patient 17?
Yeah, this other documentary, Patient 17, it is...
Also on Netflix.
To me, it is one of the best ones out there of... I don't know, it's weird because it's like... I know people will watch this and be like, oh, no, this guy's full of shit. All of them. They'll say all of them are full of shit.
All the Wades in this world.
But it's weird, though, because these guys are straight up legit. It's what these guys talk about to me is so mind blowing that I'm like, oh, here's the proof. Here's some of the proof.
Yeah, like the.
But you, this is your.
There's okay, so they got the.
What if I showed you a documentary that completely disproved everything you believed?
I would.
I'd have to research it and the companies that are behind
there's
it.
There's nothing that would do that because nothing you that don't covers want,
because
everything.
You're just going to believe everything that agrees with what you believe.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's 100%.
If there's a documentary that says the Holocaust didn't happen, I'm going to be like, well, this is clearly wrong.
The difference is I'm smart
because
as shit.
You don't believe that. Because
there's proof. I mean, there's proof in this documentary that it's legit. Too legit to quit.
Well, all right. So, but I don't even know what.
Yeah,
what
this documentary, Patient 17, it's about Roger Lear, and it's about a person who. I'll just tell his story real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
He was riding his motorcycle, and then he had this intense pain.
Oh, I think I just heard him drive by.
And so he, you know, it made him wreck, whatever. And then so he was aware of this weird pain in his leg. 10 years go by, and now they're finally taking it out. And
So when he finds out he has a weird pain, he's like, he goes and gets an X-ray and a CAT scan, and they find a metal object that is like super, super tiny, like maybe a quarter of an inch small.
Uh huh.
That is in his leg.
Yeah, from his horrific motorcycle accident.
It wasn't horrific. He said that he managed to get to the side of the road and lie down because the pain was so intense, but he didn't crash.
Oh, okay.
So 10 years later, he finally finds a specialist that's going to take it out. That's going to get it taken out so they can analyze it. And they find it. It's super tiny, flat. They take it out. It doesn't even look like anything. And they're like, okay, this could be a chip. Or it
could
be
anything.
Shrapnel.
This doesn't look like anything. It could be anything.
So they get it sent to a lab that tests metals and different things to see what they're made out
lost.
Of. And normally, like alloys have two to five, maybe to six.
Different elements
in it. This thing had like over 30 elements in it. And a lot of them were super rare to find on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They were in concentrations that didn't make any sense or were toxic to a human body.
So they had two different people analyze the sample. One analyzing the elements and one analyzing
the physical makeup of it.
Yeah.
Like what it is made of. Like how it's put together. Like rather than what the material that it's made of, like if you got someone to look at your speaker, someone would look at what all of the components are made of, but then someone would look at how it's put together.
No one will ever look at that speaker. That's my pride and joy, that speaker.
Yeah, but he got two people to look at it.
But these two people are what...
And teams of people.
Add a crazy credibility to this thing, and to me make this documentary...
I think the keyword is crazy.
I'm like,
yeah, but who are these labs? What are they? Is it just like this guy's buddy?
No, they're like nationally known labs that people send, like companies will send chemicals to get analyzed for their reports too. Like the government sends like, you know, stuff for crimes there to get analyzed.
Uh-huh.
People just get stuff sent there to get analyzed. That's the only thing that they do. They don't like tell you what these things might mean. They just give you a report that says what they are, and you can take them to a person that will tell you what are all of these components.
Right.
And they're all like, well, this doesn't make any sense. Why would this be here? This is a element commonly found on meteors that, you know, hit the Earth, and this is like an element that's super hard to find in this kind of concentration.
Maybe a little meteor came down and hit him in the leg.
Perfectly flat.
Yeah, both of these guys. One
well, it's
guy,
been in his leg for 10 years. It got rubbed down.
It was just floating in his leg, and they think that it was attached to his nervous system.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so the weird thing about the doctor when he pulled it out, you know, the implant didn't have any. The body didn't. There was no entry for this.
Yeah, there was no cut, no scar.
Yeah.
Nothing
10 years,
indicate.
Right?
But But even in 10 years, you have a scar. Like, I have scars for
no
every...
No way, man. You hear all those stories about people getting shot with BBs, and they just kind of, like, stay in
there.
Yeah,
but your skin, even though it grows over underneath in that thick skin layer, there would be evidence of something going through. Like, the way
evidence that this doctor's a quack.
The way that any skin goes back together...
R.I.P. Dr. Lear.
Wait, he's a doctor, too?
Dr. Lear, he's the guy
I
that
thought
took
he was the motorcycle guy.
No.
He took the implant out.
The Dr. Lear got in touch with the motorcycle guy through the guy making the documentary because Dr. Lear is a world renowned ufologist.
Oh, well, there you go. Of course, he's not going to find any.
But he focused on the physical elements that had to do with ufology and abduction. He wasn't like a theorist.
Yeah. In the realm of MUFON, just only physical evidence.
You'd have to be a theorist if that's your field.
No, but I mean, he isn't working on like just theory. He has physical evidence and he's focusing on the evidence, not the ideas. Anyway.
So his analysis of. This material scientist, Steve Colburn, whatever he. His analysis was there was no inflammatory response of the object inside his body, which is unheard of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you get anything weird in your body's going to reject it.
Oh, I know about having things buried in my body.
Honk, honk, honk.
And then he says that the nerve cells, basically they found this piece of metal, and it had a layer, a membrane on it, that connected to nerve cells within his body. So basically what he was saying was this device,
well,
this piece
of
metal.
How would they know that?
Because they cut it out of his skin. They saw the layers of skin that was attached to
it. The electron microscope, that's how they were just looking at it, basically. All right. And so a membrane could have grown on top of this object, but that's unlikely to not have any sort of... inflammatory response. You know, your body would it wrap shit around it and then spits it out like a zit.
I'm having an inflammatory response to this fucking episode. We've talked about all this, I feel like.
Yeah.
What's new about this?
What's new about it is that this documentary came out. We've talked about all this. We talked about this stuff like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Lear, implants.
Uh-huh.
And so this documentary came out last year. And what's new is... The people that he had analyzed that material talk about how rare the metal, the composition of the metals was. Like one guy that was analyzing that said this wasn't made here on Earth he said it wasn't made here on Earth because of some of the properties of some of the elements.
How it was put together, like how it was meshed together.
The other guy says all of the materials that were in there are so rare. He's like, he says this, these elements were created in a supernova that was manufacturing these elements in different ratios. So he's basically saying that some of these elements...
So the guy fell on a space rock.
Well, okay,
where
so
was
like,
it embedded?
It was in his shin.
It was embedded in his shin, like, what did they say, like half an inch?
Right where you fall. When you fall, you always
oh,
land
yeah,
right
yeah,
there
sure.
on
yeah,
your
that,
shin.
That, yeah, mine are all scarred up, for sure. That is definitely a spot
I don't
that,
fall.
Please.
If you look at my shins, man, they're
You're
covered.
You're one of my clumsiest friends.
Okay, I believe that. I'll take that.
You know, it's funny. I'm only clumsy when I get high, but it's like such in my head, it's such an adorable clumsy that like I'm fine being clumsy when I'm high.
Oh my god, that sounds.
I'm
repulsive.
Just high all the time.
That sounds like the worst. Like. Someone who's clumsy but thinks they're being adorable.
Oops, I'm cute. It's like Zooey Deschanel falling downstairs.
Silly me.
Oops, I'm just a clumsy.
I'm just a little stinker.
Well, I always forget that, like, I wear a lot of whites. I'm wearing a white jacket right now. I could wear white pants and I won't spill shit on my fucking pants because I do not spill anything.
What
I'll
about
spill
pee?
Shit in my pants.
But as soon as I get high, I spill on everything. And I get so, I'm like, how did this happen?
It's because you're high.
Yeah.
High, dude. Well, to get back to the subject, so you guys have heard about, what is it, Greer? Rear? I forget his name.
Lear.
I'm a little high.
Lear.
But have you heard about, William John Pollock. Have you heard about William John Pollock?
Oh, LJP, yeah.
Oh, you guys go way back.
He's my homie.
I recognize the name.
I see him on the street. I go, what's up? And he's like, yo.
Hey, man, you got a beard still?
I like it.
I'm growing it out a little. Thanks, WJP or whatever.
In the 70s, he became one of the lead guys in access technology. So, like, RFID systems, any kind of identification chips, whatever. He started in a company that was using it for racehorses because I guess a big thing that was happening at the time was people would get these beautiful racehorses, train them up, but then while they were doing that, they would find an identical horse and have the good one race and get his stats up. But then when they'd run big races with big prize money, they would put these shitty horses in that looked the same and bet against them. And so people were trying to figure out ways to get around this. So then they created this chip.
Wow.
Wait, hang on.
Huh.
There's jockeys. You don't need to replace the horse. You can just have tell the jockey, like, hey, we're going to throw this.
No, because if you train a horse to run, it's going to run. It's going to do everything. You just train it to
do what the jockey tells it to do.
Yeah, I always wondered about that, if a jockey could slow down a horse enough to make it lose.
Hell yes.
I don't know. I don't think you could do it enough to the point
where... What do you think those jockeys are doing on the horse? They're not just there for weight.
Listen. People watch these, and people would see... People that are really into horse races and for betting would see that he's pulling back, and other jockeys would notice too.
Yeah, you're right about that. That someone.
Yeah, and then you'd just be like, yeah, man, she was like kind of her back leg. It didn't feel right. I pulled her up. I didn't want her to get
anyway, this dude's making this technology, and he realizes, hey, this might have some like interesting government applications. One of his best friends worked for the CIA, and he was like, you know what? Because they've had meetings before about other technologies for the government. So he's like, let's plan a meeting.
Wait, I'll get
the right guys in a room.
Hang on. I just want to go back to the horse thing. Because do they go, like, how do they find an identical horse?
Identical horse.
Like,
or they could actually be twins. Like, horses have twins.
Horses have tons of markings, though, right? I mean, like...
That's why it's like a difficult thing to do that, but if you do it just right, you can make a ton of money.
But why wouldn't you just win? Why wouldn't you just win more races?
Because you can make more money betting against your horse.
No, I know, but like it just seems like, man, we got to find... Okay.
What happened to you wanting to be evil? So like, you're not thinking about this.
No. Listen, I think that's a very difficult way to be evil. Like, you're spending most of your time looking for horses that look like your horse that you trained really hard and made really good.
Yeah, you look for a ringer. That's like, rigging a game is like the ultimate...
I know, but that's like, you know how Shaq's really good? Let's just find a guy that looks exactly like Shaq.
But you can't do that because people look like people. People don't pay attention to what horses look like.
Let's do some one-on-one, if you don't mind, for big money.
Whoa, is Shaq here right now? Guys, I think Shaq is here.
Shaq.
We should tell Willie that Shaq is
here.
Play me?
I'll bet you $1,000 you win.
All right. Only if you're good for it.
Well, that's weird, though, because then how do I know you won't just let me win?
You can tell that I'm trying.
Okay.
Just watch my eyes.
All right. Yeah, you do look pretty ferocious. So anyway,
It looked like he was trying the whole time.
He was sweating and everything.
It's because his shoes was loose.
So these guys, RFID.
So they make a... They have this meeting, and all these guys are there. And because it's like a CIA kind of a secret meeting, nobody introduces themselves really or says where they come from, because it's just not that kind of meeting. But
I love people, no matter what, whether this meeting is real or fake, I love the fact that there are stories about meetings like this to prove credibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
And I'm like, oh yeah. So... these guys, they had this podcast, right? But only one of them could have a beard, but they couldn't communicate which one had the beard. So they had to show up, and it could only continue if only one of them showed up with a beard.
I don't get this analogy.
No, so he's saying, like, if we were going to have a meeting with somebody, that's what we would say. We'd be like, one of us has a beard and one doesn't?
No. I'm just coming up with... one of those silly stories that, like, the point of the story is to add credibility to the story, but it makes it more incredible, you know? Just like, yeah, the, just because there's a fact story. Story. Nobody, did you, like, when she was like, no, you know, it was so important that nobody introduced themselves because they were all top secret. I'm like, that's on the same level to me, which is funny.
It's just part, like, I'm
but
sure
that's how
I'm
you
just,
know it's bullshit because, well, like, just, why do you know about this meeting?
Because I'm telling you this story because it came out before, he was supposed to come out before he died. I mean, after he died, and it came out before he died. It came out in a book about whistleblowers.
Okay. This RFID guy.
Yes.
What's his name?
William John Pollock. Anyway, so at this meeting.
Oh, Dub JP.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yes, your friend.
He's dead? Oh, no.
I need to finish the story before I forget everything, you guys. Like, come on. I don't have notes with me. I just ran over here.
All right.
Okay, so.
I gotta send
flowers. At this meeting, there was two guys that it turned out nobody knew why they were there. And they were asking weird questions like, so how many of these can we produce within a month? Can we produce millions of them? Is there any way to put different identification numbers on them? And they're just asking questions like that, which is kind of strange because it was just supposed to be a meeting about what applications you could use it for and like let them go off and talk to their departments about it. So they found out after doing some research that these guys weren't invited, and they tried to track down what departments they're from, and they're from something dumb like agriculture and treasury. So
you know,
clearly these guys are fake.
They could have gotten around that by introducing themselves.
You're not supposed to.
What?
And
hey, what's up, man? Hey, who are these two guys over here? Don't ask because this is a super secret meeting. We're not supposed to say stuff. We all know each other, but those two guys are weird. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I don't think a lot of people knew each other in that meeting in general, except for.
I don't know.
Do you think you'll ever be?
You rub a lot of elbows, and you network.
Not if you're going to like top secret meetings.
Oh, but the proof is like Tom DeLonge, you know, like
you see him at banquets.
People gave him information, so much information that he is like a credible.
Yeah.
You guys going to that $5,000 a plate banquet next week?
Oh, you
see you at the top secret meeting after that.
You can't go to the meeting because you don't have any UFO footage on any of your phones ever.
Ever.
Well, that's thanks to you, Mr. Deletes UFO footage off of other people's phones.
So.
Go on.
So, after like talking about this chip with these guys, like 10 years later, he's working on the new RFID chips, and he is like, you know, this is kind of, he discovers like the, he accidentally scratches some chip that he's working on, and he had a radio frequency, like transmitter on just by chance. And he noticed that it turned on and that it bounced back information. So that's how he discovered the RFID,
the technology.
Thank you. Like the applications that you can use it this way, that it doesn't need a battery, that the only energy it needs is from a radio frequency going over it. Mm-hmm. So this is like a revolutionary thing. He's like, I gotta have another meeting. I gotta like show this to the government and try to sell it to the government, because that's how you make money as like a like a technological scientist like this. Yeah, what? Like a monkey.
What is that?
That was a I got a new idea. Yeah. We just had that meeting.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's not what it sounded like.
It sounded like a gorilla.
I hope this guy wasn't black.
That's what I do.
They have another meeting, and again, two guys show up that they don't know where they're from. Nobody recognizes them. Nobody knows what department they're from, and they're from departments that shouldn't be at this meeting.
Right.
How did they find out about this secret meeting that only...
Oh, they RFID'd it. Obviously.
Yeah, they're RFID'd it. But they knew about every conversation that he had on the phone. They knew about, like, other people that
what
he talked to about
this?
This. This is between 1977 and, like, the early 90s.
Okay.
And then shortly after this meeting where he showed them a prototype, and by shortly I mean like a year or two after,
mm-hmm.
He saw an article where a woman had gotten one of her implants taken out. And it was a picture of it. And he recognized it, not as what he invented, but like something very similar to something that one of his colleagues were working on, the RFID community. These like identification chips that are supposed to be for like
horses.
Cattle and horses. They are showing up in these people that are you know, abductees that have been abductees their whole life.
Or that had breast implants.
She didn't have breast implants.
You said she got her implant taken out.
Yeah, her... She got her implant taken out. Her the chip alien. Implant.
Okay, well...
I would have said implants if I meant her boobs.
Well, maybe she only wanted one taken out.
She just wants one boob, like Total Recall.
Maybe she had a mastectomy.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Maybe she had breast cancer.
And
maybe.
That's three boobs in Total Recall.
Oh, yeah. I'm so, so sorry. I was thinking of a uniboob.
Well,
that's where her extra boob went.
That third boob had to come from somewhere.
Came from this lady.
They have to have boob donors.
Anyway, I just think that the government...
I'm signing up for that third boob surgery. Well, you know someone has to donate their boob for you to do that. I don't care. I'm rich.
They probably want the money.
Will you put me on the boob list, please? It's next to the kidney list.
I think breast implant, a silicone implant, and the government was like, let's try tracking these... girls with big boobies.
They just want to know where those big boobs are at all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
so that they can use it for their honeypots.
It's like a Fitbit for your boob to see how many times they bounce.
So that they can send their spies to where these big boobies are and see if they get trapped.
That's good. They're like, we need to know where all the big boobs
that's
go.
That's just the evolution of Bond, right?
Let's see
like,
how
he was
these
so
guys...
sexy that eventually he's not going to be a spy anymore. He's just going to be a sexy... A sex.
It'll just be a sexy. A sexy sex. That's what it'll be.
That's the evolution of Bond.
Wait, why would he give up a life of action and adventure to just be a sexy boy?
Because countries aren't really enemies anymore.
Oh, in like in the future?
Like Bond is all pre-Cold War.
So
We're still in the Cold War. Let's face it.
No, we're in a new Cold War, but Bond still is happening.
Yeah.
Think that Bond is done?
I haven't watched Bond since Timothy Dalton.
Oh.
Well, the new Bonds, I mean, the first couple were pretty good.
So according to my timeline.
I didn't watch the last two. Sorry.
I don't think I have either.
But like, who is he fighting these days? It's like Mission Impossible. Who's he fighting?
Well, who's
it's
America's like enemy?
It's exactly like James Bond. Yeah. What are you talking about? James Bond fights like guys with metal faces and shit
like
that.
Yeah, but for the most part, they're
like
just
communism.
Like either rich bad guys or... No, yeah, no, you're right.
I mean,
right.
That's all he does is fight rich bad guys.
All
what's
I'm
the other
is
option?
That
right.
The James Bond team.
He fights capitalism.
You know, he works for MI, right? Or MI5, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think they're MI6 or something like that.
But their enemies
Mumsy,
are Cold War.
I'm 007, Mumsy. Reporting back to Mumsy. That's what they say.
Oh wow.
Mumsy. Papa.
I think that
Papa
Shaq Mumsy. Is here. And I think maybe 007 is
it's
here.
It's me,
too.
007 Bond. James Bond. Shaken, not stirred, please.
Wade's gotta get in here. He's missing James Bond.
But would you guys like to play some roulette? How about some baccarat?
Who the problem with James Bond's enemies are he's a hired spy, so his enemies are enemies of the state.
No.
Do you think he is an RFID chip?
James Bond, yeah, dude.
Oh yeah.
But then do you think that a bad guy could just turn on an RFID like receiver?
Wouldn't they have to know his
they'd have to be break in to
they'd have to know his address
higher up than him.
They don't have to know his address. They just have to have an RFID reader.
They could know that he has, but he could be carrying a credit card.
It could be they'd have to be on the Jason Bourne level of infiltration.
Okay, there
where
we
they're
go.
Like
that
running
makes more
it.
Sense to
Ooh,
me than having
I
a credit card.
I just thought of a great spin over that no one's ever thought of. Bourne versus Bond. That's a totally original idea, I'm sure.
Bourne Bond.
Bond is born.
Word is Bond, and Bourne.
I think you should write this. I think you guys should write this.
Jason Bourne wakes up. He doesn't know where he's at. Surprise. Hello, it's me, Bond. James Bond. I'm back to being Sean Connery now.
You're America's number one target. I'm here to take you down.
You thought Sean Connery retired, but he didn't.
Here I am, Bond.
You know what? That is such a brilliant idea to because we love the horror movies that like, Freddy versus Jason. If you had like... the real life heroes. So, who's the guy from Patriots Games?
Jack Ryan.
You have Jack Ryan versus
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, versus Jack Reacher.
Yeah, let's do a whole names that sound similar versus names that sound similar.
Well, because like I don't think anywhere in South America has some superhero on their TV or movies, and that is even close to anybody like Jack Reacher.
What if Jack Reacher teamed up with Jason Bourne just to take down James Bond and Jack Ryan? What would that be like? That would be crazy.
Whoop.
That is like...
What about John Wick? Add him into the mix.
Whoa, John Wick!
What about... You know, it's funny.
He goes in to stop everyone.
Most countries
so
just
dog
have,
can walk by.
Have their leaders, you know? Like, the Prince Harry versus Jack Reacher.
Do you want to do a video game or movie?
Prince Harry?
I'm saying that...
Prince Harry is a doofus.
But like,
Prince Harry, if you're listening to this, I don't think you're a doofus.
Oh. Is he not the doofusy one?
I think he's the doofusy one. It's fine.
It's fine if he hears me call him a doofus. He's got more money than I'll ever dream of.
I like to think that he's listening to this, too.
All on the hardworking backs of the blue-collar British people.
I don't accept your authority.
The East Enders.
I like the idea of these princes, trying to find out about popular music during bad times, you know? like, you know, they definitely are the age for
Mumsy,
spin doctors.
Mumsy, send in the butler. Who's the popular pop artist?
Are we the two princes that the spin doctors are speaking of, Mama?
Are the spin doctors the popular?
What is happening?
Are the spin doctors a popular?
Did you guys drink
group?
Before I came? I mean, yes, right?
No, I'm fine.
Then you guys are just being goofy. Just making a comment
but,
on how goofy
but seriously,
you're being.
Mumsy,
those guys thought that song
the
was about them.
Right? Who's currently at the top of the charts?
We are two princes.
Please fill me in. I want to be a man of the people. Is Pearl Jam at the top of the charts?
I love Evanescence.
Who's this Katy Perry?
Can I snog her?
Can you get me a number? All right, So anyway. These guys are... So the boob implant and...
So I just think that after my whole spiel... I think that the government's putting this in people just because I don't think the aliens would need to track people through RFID.
Oh,
okay.
This is the interesting spin. Is that okay? So
it's
like
the government
are the implants from this alien race and they're trying to track you in some way, or could it be that the government is trying to track people that are getting abducted to see what this UFO experience is all about? I mean, if you. Because of all this shit that just came out recently, like mm-hmm. the Pentagon admitting that they're spending Black Project money on UFOs, if you knew that, I mean, take this from aliens are real, UFOs are here, they've been spending money trying to research it, but they don't want to alarm people, and then you find out alien abductions are real, wouldn't you try
to
either stop it or figure out what they're doing? I think I figured you'd...
But wait, that's like you're doing like a weird catch-22 where they found an RFID chip in somebody, and so you think that means that the government is tracking someone who's also been taken by aliens? Like,
yeah,
what?
Because if you think about it...
Wait, but why would both of those things be happening?
Well, from our government's point of view, if alien abductions were happening and they couldn't do anything about it, wouldn't you and the thing is when you research alien abductions, you find out that these people get abducted their whole lives. So
and it's
if
like
you
their
put
parents
a chip
got
on them
and their parents probably
you
got
could
abducted.
Maybe learn what the hell's going on.
So you would have to believe that they actually were getting abducted, and then how would you put it? So this motorcycle guy, what do they got, like a James Bond nemesis pain gun
that sends pain
through the air?
There's missing time. Everyone who's abducted experiences blocks in their memory and missing time.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, which is it? When did he get the RFID chip?
Nobody knows. He's like, I've been abducted.
He was abducted as a kid, and then 10 years ago, he looked like maybe when he was 40 is 10 years, but I mean, he looked like 50.
Yeah, but that's just when he realized it was in his leg.
Yeah,
he's
but I'm saying though that like it could have been put in when he was a kid, but he didn't know about it until 10 years ago. He wasn't aware of it. So this works in both situations. It could have been from his abductions put in there by the aliens, yeah. Or it could have been... I mean, my thing is, if you watch Patient 17...
This is like... No, this is quintessential conspiracy theory eating its own tail territory here. Because you guys... I would have been on board with you if
okay,
you were like...
sure.
No, if you were like, so the government is tracking people for whatever reason... I don't know why you have to take it to this level where it's like, the government is tracking people who get abducted.
Well, yeah, that's one group of people that they're tracking. They could be tracking all kinds of people. They could be putting it in soldiers. I mean, they could be putting it in enemies.
Here's the thing. I agree with you, Wade. And they could be just tracking everybody. But my thing is, I don't necessarily believe that because I think that the evidence from Patient 17, like, that the fact that these devices... were not made in this galaxy.
But I thought they were.
I'm going to throw a different wrench in that works. I'm going to say that the government has been using black ops money in privatized sectors so that they don't have to report it if anyone is like, I need to see this.
Yeah,
I'm an American
citizen.
That's
100%. I 100% believe that.
So,
well...
So that being said,
they don't even have to. Yes. You don't know where that billions of dollars is going. Try to audit the fucking military.
Okay, regardless,
just try.
Regardless.
You can't.
This is stuff that the president isn't even supposed to know. So this is like a part of the government that the president isn't supposed to know
about.
It's
a good thing that we know about.
And
it.
They've been, they, all these privatized companies getting these black ops money, black ops. Oh my gosh, I'm just too excited. I can't stop. sorry, I have to stop. They've been reverse engineering alien technology since the Eisenhower administration.
Yep, I 100% agree with that.
Of course you do.
The first instance in public of them using, like, what is it? When magnets go apart, what is that called?
Anti-magnetism
technology for
For the rails.
For propulsion, for the rails, is in friggin' Disneyland, because what other place can you test this technology under the guise of anything than Disneyland?
Under which guise?
The guise
the workers?
Of, the guise of, like, public...
the dudes who put it together?
They
the
want to be able to
guys?
Test it. They want to be able to
the
test
EastEnders?
It.
The EastEnders?
Would you, okay, picture that scenario though. Do you think that the government could pay off someone like Disney to try out their their technology in a
Disney can't be bought, man.
Yes, he can.
Disney is the most stalwart and ethical company
like, hey,
that exists these days.
Epcot
in this current
Center
day.
Is still more futuristic than anything in the world.
It's true.
That's all fake. That's all. That's
yep.
theoretical.
We're not even close to their theoretical future that, like, they came up with 50 years ago.
Yeah, but that's because
even
they're
the
like,
magic band is amazing.
Hey, in 20 years, we're gonna have cars that fly. See, wow. What about the safety repercussions of that, Walt? Oh, well, you know, people are good enough at driving as it is. So let's put them in the sky too. It's not that. It's not that we don't have the
they're
technology.
Like these old-timey
news
reporters.
I'm just laughing
that,
at that.
That we're all idiots. I don't want flying cars. The last thing I want is to be crashed into 50 feet in the air and then have to plummet.
I know. I mean, these single, you know, the plane
Wait,
that
but,
everybody dies
I'm
in.
I'm sorry. So what? So the monorail is on magnets, and that's like you think that it's like a testing ground for what?
For reverse magnetic propulsion. You can make the monorail go up to some crazy speeds, but they don't do it for safety. But it was their way of just testing that this reverse technology can be applicable to the modern public without them freaking the fuck out.
Okay, let me say something here. I was in fourth grade.
Uh-huh.
And we were doing a science fair where it was like, do an invention. Do an invention, build a model of it, show that mm-hmm. it can, like, be a practical thing.
Yes.
Right? This is fourth grade, so this is, like, 1980 fucking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My invention, this is genius. It's really not. It was a tube. God damn it. It was a vacuum. My cat's trying to drink my vodka.
I know, I want to see it.
It was a vacuum tube that goes from your mailbox in underground and then into your house. So
that's cool.
Yeah, because we lived in Colorado. It was like very Jetsons-y. We lived in Colorado. I was like, why do you have to go all the way out to the curb to collect your mail just because the mailman's a lazy piece of shit who won't want to walk up to your door?
Mail's here.
I want to be a lazy piece of shit, too.
Mom, so I think you got this. Those diamonds you ordered.
Mom, your diamonds are here. We live in the future. Diamonds are everywhere. Because you know it's a fucking con.
Diamonds are con. By diamonds and lasers.
You know it's a con, right? Diamonds are made up. They're not valuable. They're not really valuable.
You can get ashes crushed into diamonds now.
My friends, my best friend's invention was exactly what you're talking about. It was levitating cars on magnetic roads. So like, you would use whatever that term is that none of us know, where you turn the magnets upside down.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not polar opposites, right?
Reverse polarity, acceleration, or something.
And then you could just glide, and then because of inertia, you wouldn't have to like use gas.
Yeah, but how do you rig that up so that you can make it fly? How do you use the polarity of the planet?
But what I'm saying is, you're saying that the government couldn't think of that. They needed to reverse engineer alien technology to do that, but a fourth grader could?
Did your fourth grader friend also create the engine that could use that, harness it to propel it forward? Because people for centuries have had the idea to fly and have had ideas on how to make it fly, but they didn't know how to put all of those ideas together to engineer a flying machine.
First of all, my friend has a name.
Okay.
He's not is it shithead?
Fourth grade friend.
Is it fourth grade shithead? Is it shitface?
Secondly, yes, he did create the engine that would propel cars through.
Is he a billionaire?
No, because the government shut him down because they were like, hang on, kid. We got this alien technology.
He's like Tesla, and
hey,
then
kid,
the government.
We got this alien technology that we want to experiment with. Your idea is a little too out there for us. We're going to reverse engineer this, and we're going to take it to Disney. And he was like, all right, whatever. And then Disney. Man, if I would have put $5 in Disney back in those days, woo. I have a bunch of money now.
I had stock in
Disney. That's why I'm putting stock in all the other fruits, because somebody's going to want to copy Apple, right? So I threw $1,000 at orange.
Yo, you got to put a bunch of money in kumquats, because that shit's hilarious. Is that a fruit?
$1,000 in dragon fruit.
Has anyone ever even seen a kumquat, or does that just exist for people to say it?
You've never seen a kumquat?
I don't know. Have I?
They look like tiny, they're like this big, they look like tiny oranges, and they taste awful, and you're supposed to eat them with the rind on for some reason.
Oh, God, that sounds disgusting.
Put $1,000 in kumquats. You don't know what's going to hit.
It's one of the hip citrus to
I'm
going to
put a bunch
yard.
Of money in Russia. I think they're going to win this thing.
Sandcoin. Put it in Sandcoin.
What's Sandcoin?
Sandcoin is a one of those chain block currencies from Russia, because there's a finite amount of sand in the world, so you can buy into Sandcoin in Russia.
There is a finite amount of sand in the world. Infinite amount of sand in the world.
Not to they use compare, for construction.
There's got to be more sand in the world than almost
anything
else.
They compare sand to stars.
If you took off each grain of sand represented one
every
star
grain of
the
sand
universe.
Is a planet.
Well, there's a finite. You sound like Gru from Despicable Me. No, there's only a finite amount of this kind of sand in Russia.
All I'm saying is we gotta get.
What's
up?
What's funny is, like, I never care if we go off topic, but I'm like, this is so off topic,
yeah,
though, that
on.
It's treating.
Well, don't talk about how we're off topic.
Like
just
topic.
Get back
oh,
on
no,
topic.
Oh, no, no, I know. I mean,
I'm really curious to see what's next.
I mean, to me, though, just.
I like that picture.
Implants. I'm so shocked that.
Should we take a break while you collect your thoughts?
Yeah, that's
all right. We'll take
a quick
break. All right,
already time for a break.
And then we'll be, well, you know, this is going to have to be just an hour and a half episode.
Not the 3-hour one that I was on last time.
Yeah. We can't do it. I got places to be.
Gee, sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're doing me a favor by being here, and I thank you very much for doing
thanks.
So. So we'll be back.
So thoughtful.
I don't even know what the topic is. How would you define it?
Oh, dude. The topic is alien implants.
Alien implants.
Meaning, but there's two definitions of it.
Government or extraterrestrial.
Yeah, one being extraterrestrial, put them in their implants, or two, the government trying to figure out what the aliens are doing, implants.
Alien implants. I'm plants. I'm not plants.
I'm plants.
All right.
No, I got
to
like
this. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Okay.
We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Hey, if
that?
You're getting old, you still get zits.
Go grab a drink. Come back.
2 and 2. Remember? What's his name? Love Connection? 2 and 2. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking, I don't remember his name.
I should.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the spaceship real life sci-fi. The SS real life spaceship.
You see that UFO out there? Outside the spaceship?
Yeah, well, it's not a UFO because that's the Russian space station.
Oh, so it's an IFO. It's an identified flying
it's
object.
It's identified, and we're going to shoot them down.
IOO, identified orbiting object.
Oh, that's true. I guess we're not flying up here.
That's correct.
So we're talking about, let's dive deeper into this implant thing.
I could list off the specifics of why this thing is unique, but what's important, you know, it doesn't matter. If you fancy the idea that abductions are happening and implants could be real, some kind of tagging or some kind of something, you got to watch this documentary, Patient 17.
I mean, I don't really like the guy that does it, Corbell. I don't like his documentary style. Or pictures of him.
I don't either. I felt like though that
but the information is
especially because he. I mean, I like that he reiterates things, but he like kind of makes things too fabulous, and it's like, hey, let everything speak for itself. You don't
he
need
uses,
to
like tense music and like fancy long-winded descriptions of things, which I'm like, just give me the facts.
I know,
dude.
But the thing is, the facts in this documentary are so compelling that I don't care how bad he is at making documentaries. I agree with you. I get so pissed off the whole time I'm watching.
But I will
this
say
thing.
It's better than Australian Skies.
Yeah,
what's it? Figure 17.
Patient 17. This guy wanted
about,
to he wanted
about
to remain
this little
anonymous.
17-year-old, and he's like, hey, I'm 17.
He's
stuff in me.
He's the 17th patient that had something in him. Like that Dr. Roger Lear, I mean, he passed away a while ago, but he was taking implants out of people for free as long as he could analyze them, you know, and really do research.
He was the 17th one.
And this documentary is just about this guy or woman.
This one guy.
Or gal.
Guy.
It's a guy?
It's a guy.
Oh, so we can track him down. What else do we know about him?
I know that one of the guys that he...
I'll bet he's white.
He's white, yes.
I'll bet he's from a county in the South.
He's from California.
Well, we're in the South.
I guess that's true, technically.
Not traditionally, but it's South.
One of the guys he talks to is in Fresno.
What?
One of the guys he talks to about the analysis of the makeup of the... implant is in Fresno. It says Fresno,
oh,
California.
Fresno. I thought you were saying Fries and L.
It's,
and
yeah,
I'm like,
you know,
I want to try one of their burgers. I'm going to try one of them L burgers.
And then you go, can I have a side of fries? And they go, yeah, and hell.
Ooh,
get it?
Fries
and
L? Hell, yeah, I like it.
Bing.
Bong.
Bing, bang, bong.
Boom. Hey, isn't this a funny photo?
Wade's got this like frame that has pictures rotating in it, and I can't stop watching them over his shoulder. There was one earlier of your nephew, but it was like someone looking down at your nephew, but it was zooming out of the person's face, zooming out, and I really thought they were throwing up because I think he had a foot in his mouth, but I couldn't tell that it was a baby's foot.
Oh,
it just
that's
looked
cool.
Like throw up.
Oh yeah, that sounds like a good photo.
Anyway.
So what about patient 17? Subject 17?
Patient 17. Some of the things they get into specifically, like the isotope of zinc that was present in this little piece of metal. Like isotopes in particular, you know, you can tell there's a lot of evidence within that Sorry, I'm like.
No, no, yeah.
I'm like high.
Find
breathing.
Your thought.
Yeah,
find
yeah.
It.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you just.
Willie, what are you doing up there on the ceiling? Get down here.
Talking.
You're too high. With,
That's because we're on a
space station.
Well,
I was breathing out without
station.
Breathing in. Yeah.
We're in a spaceship. That's why gravity's turned off. Hold on. Boop.
This fucking little implant.
Welcome back.
Had some fucking elements in it that you could prove weren't created on Earth.
Like the iridium.
We went through that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just reiterating that. That, like,
when he's reiterating the iridium.
He's uridering it.
It's so mind-boggling that this documentary isn't, and I don't know if this is the state of things because everything is out there right now. You know, you look at the 2018. If you had information that was mind-blowing and you put in a documentary, oh yeah, sure, I saw that.
Yeah,
I watched that.
Yeah, he's making a Skinwalker Ranch documentary.
That's what's happening, and. If you want to look for proof of extraterrestrial life, it is out there, and I believe it exists in this documentary. That's why I'm so dumbfounded
Preach.
By it. And
wee-oo, wee-oo. Okay, listeners, that sound means that we've reached the portion of the podcast where Willie starts talking about why he doesn't understand why people don't believe the things he believes.
It's funny you guys have an alarm for that.
Yeah, well, it happens
every
episode.
Is it like the Alexa just listens all the time?
It's actually my cat made that sound.
Oh, whoa.
Because she's heard all of these episodes and she knows when he's nosediving.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the answer, Willie, just like always. It's not at the top of people's lists of things to care about. Most people in this country are paycheck to paycheck and they're going like, how the fuck am I going to survive this month? And then you're like, believe in aliens, and they're like, I want to believe that I can get gainful employment first.
But you could do both.
I would say that's the sound that
your mailbox makes.
But what
I would say that one is a hindrance to the other. If you believe in aliens, you're not going to get a job.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You know what's sad though? What you're describing is like
prejudice
proof that the Mad Max. Apocalyptic style existence is right on the brink.
Yeah, bring it on, right? Isn't that what we're all...
Close-mindedness.
We're all looking for that,
you know what? Everyone was so concerned with making money that money ate itself, and then people didn't know what to do because...
That's the snake eating its
nobody
tail.
Nobody had Ouroboros. Nobody had any skills...
Me. Hey, it's me, Mad Max. Are you trying to say that my life is
holy shit, wait,
good?
Get in here. Mad Max is here.
What?
I'm collecting I have this little music box machine, and I haven't
hello,
seen
little
one,
girl.
And I'm keeping it because I
gonna
like to listen to it.
I'm going to get that music box from you.
No, it's very important to me.
I don't know, but I think I need that music box. I'm Mad Max. I'm mad. I like
he's
anything
so mad.
That ends in X. Box
he's just so mad.
Included.
What else that ends in X?
Axe. I like axe.
Check
the body spray, not the hatchet thing, because that actually ends in E.
Jack's mix.
I can only think of, does Bordeaux end in X, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Bordeaux. And this water world that we have, it's the opposite of water world.
Now it's water world?
Bordeaux. No, it's the opposite of water world. Bordeaux is the water.
Hey, did you guys ever see...
I want to suck up some of that Bordeaux.
There were two movies in the 90s that were of a futuristic movie where the kids rode rollerblades.
Which is?
There was, one of them was Solar Babies, right? And that was the two lead characters from Lost Boys. It was Jamie Gertz and then the guy, I forget his name, Jason something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who it is?
Mm-mm.
But you know who I'm talking about, though,
mm-hmm.
right?
Christian Slater?
Jason, I don't know.
Jason?
Sudeikis?
No, the hot guy from the late 80s.
The
you remember
guy.
Lost Boys?
Yeah.
The older brother.
The older brother.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know.
Anyways, so Solar Babies was the you know, these people were all slaves and the government like held the water from them. And they rode rollerblades. Basically,
they put chips in their blades.
What's great was of the times, it was like, oh, rollerblades are hot. Let's make a sci-fi movie where rollerblades are the future, you know? So that
nobody
that,
walks, everybody blades.
So that was Solar Babies. And then there was this other one that had Corey Haim in it. And I never saw that one.
What's that called?
I don't know, but I didn't see that movie, and you guys didn't see it either?
Baby Blades. It was called Baby Blades.
There's also Return... No, that doesn't make any sense. Never mind. I was going to say Return to Oz, but those are wheelers, and they weren't rollerblades. They were just wheels on their hands
and
legs.
Yeah, but that was the
sneaky little bad dudes.
That was the same time, though,
they were up to no
when
good.
They used rollerblades into a weird apocalyptic future, even though it was like a parallel universe or not even a future, you know?
In Return to Oz?
Yeah,
you think
yeah.
It was supposedly a figment of her imagination?
We learned a lot from that time because, you know, there's no movies right now. Like, you don't see people on those and I use the term hoverboard loosely.
Yeah
You don't see people on those in like things about the future because everyone has gotten wise to trends, you know.
I hate those because I can't ride them.
This movie was called Prayer of the Roller Boys and it was from 1990.
Prayer of the Roller Boys.
But look at the cover though. Look at that movie poster.
I'm glad someone sold that and made money off it.
It's like a group of people rollerblading away from
it's Rollerball.
Speaking of the Coreys, Feldman just got stabbed. Well, here's what happened. He goes like, I got stabbed. He posted from Instagram like, I got stabbed. And it was like him in the hospital. And it's like, okay, cool. But then all the news outlets were like, Corey Feldman allegedly gets stabbed. And I'm like, well, wait, he's in the hospital. Like, what? Why are you putting allegedly? But then... they were right to do so because he released like a photo of his stab wound and it was like your cat scratched you. It was just like a little dot. And it was like, what is this guy doing? Like,
what did they stab him with? Like a tooth?
A knife?
Maybe. Like the tiniest knife?
Well, maybe he was wearing his cool Michael Jackson leather jacket and it protected
him. That makes
him.
Me feel bad because
ruined his jacket.
Now you think that like he can't handle pain that well, and he says he was stabbed and he was just scratched.
Well, the thing is, it's like he's onto something with this pedophilia stuff, but no one will take him seriously because he keeps trying to do like money grabs with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's doing that as a sort of like, well, he's like you guys.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're like Corey Feldman?
Yeah.
This
you
is something
I'm sitting across from
you,
a couple
you
of
need
Coreys
to hear
over here
because when conspiracy, when the word conspiracy theory gets thrown around, everybody's on the same level, no matter how credible you are. That's why this patient 17 blows me away, and I'm like, oh yeah, well, they call them conspiracy theorists.
Is there anything more to this patient 17?
No, I mean,
you're just doing an ad for patient 17.
I'm doing an ad.
This
for
this episode
the
of
truth.
Real Life Sci-Fi is brought to
truth,
you by
Wade.
Netflix's Patient 17.
Wade,
go
who,
watch it.
Who bought you, huh?
So I can't be bought, as opposed to Willie, who's advertising for Patient 17.
Did Trump get to you? Is this Trump?
I am advertising for it because
Trump would be super into this.
If I feel like this is something that people need to be shocked with. I just think
everyone. If you're a Wade, watch it. Then you can form your own opinion. If you're a Willie, watch it.
Well, okay, but here's the thing.
Own
so,
opinion.
So
just
you
watch
guys,
it.
But here's the thing.
What? What?
This is like the general sort of like now what about this podcast? It's like, let's say I do believe everything that you're saying. Let's say I'm totally on board. There's a chip. It wasn't made on Earth. It has these radio frequency properties.
Mm-hmm. It connects to your neuro.
Cool. Now what? Like
now
what am I supposed
eyes...
to? What am I supposed to
take
away from
that?
Yeah,
let's both answer it. You answer it first, and I'll
do it
second.
At the same time. One, two, three.
The issue is that we don't accept these things as truths going into the future. So we actually don't know how to deal with aliens. And the scary thing about aliens is no matter what you think, you're wrong.
Interesting. Willie's going with the macro. What about you, Aaron?
I think that the thing you could take away with this, if you end up believing it, is that there's a lot going on out there that we don't know, which is reiterating Willie's point. But then at the same time, like, are you not more aware? Like, maybe you yourself haven't realized that strange things have been happening in your life. And you're like, well, I mean, I do have this weird pain that I don't have insurance, so I'm not going to go check it out. But maybe there's something to this, so I'm going to go get this checked out. And then what if you find out that you have an implant? And suddenly all of the missing time throughout your life is like coming in, it's like it's all falling into place. And you're like, these strange things have been happening to me. These weird dudes that just show up and like say strange things to me. And like I look at the clock and suddenly I'm missing 4 hours. Like, it doesn't matter if everyone believes to me. It matters if it affects the one person that it
very
that it
interesting.
Affects.
Willie went big, you went super specific. So you're just trying to reach the one person out there who doesn't believe in this stuff, who also has a pain, but doesn't have insurance. And they haven't gotten it looked at. So
I'm just
you
saying,
want them
could
to get it
be
looked
you.
At.
It could be you. That the way that society talks about this stuff is like, you can't prove anything unless you have definitive proof. Which is just like the weirdest, dumbest, most backward way to look
at
strange happenings
in
science.
It is so dumb, but it's the only way to get people on board. Here's the weirdest thing about all of anything that we've ever talked about. The whole point of me being a for me championing the fact that aliens exist and they're here is that it is more important for our future to accept that they exist, whether we you know don't try to guess what they're doing here. It is more important to know that they're here than to make your money and make
are
your
they
future
malevolent. Are they?
I mean, when you look at the future of your life, all three of us and everyone listening, the future of your life.
Oh, you mean me in a mansion with 20 hot babes?
Are those babes cats?
Yeah.
I don't mean to belittle anything because everyone can be important, but the future of
that's a weird but it's something that's something that you should not say but after.
Well, I mean, picture
I don't
this.
Want to belittle,
picture this. 20
anyone because everyone's important, but
okay. Let me give you two 20-year from now scenarios.
Do it.
Okay.
And this should apply.
But before you do that, can I lay the groundworks of where most of society is?
In your opinion?
No, this is a fact.
In your opinion?
You could label it opinion. I would like to take a page out of your book and call things that are up for debate a fact.
Okay.
Nobody is worried about aliens. That is so far down. Like, we're worried right now about our own government. We're worried about...
Did I not come in here, though, and talk about, like, alien-human hybrids walking among us?
If you did...
I sure did.
I was probably missing some time during that point, probably uh-huh. because of...
Dadgummit, you can't turn everything around against us.
I just think, like, you... Okay. Let me do a very, very off-color...
I won't interrupt you this time.
I'll do an off-color, poor-taste metaphor.
Okay.
Okay. That is not progressive and is not woke and will probably get me under fire.
Okay.
All right? Gay
getting
people...
all the kindling.
Okay, first of all, civil rights, black people. We just want to be equal. We want the rights. We want to vote, all that stuff. Big fucking revolution happens,
yes.
Right? MLK gets shot, all that shit. We're still not even to the point where, like, they're equal, right? We're still not even to that
point.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Gay people are like, okay, our turn. Mm-hmm. We want to get married. We want the same rights. We want to do all the same shit. Okay, cool. Fucking milk happens. What was the milk guy? He gets shot. Fucking. But we legalize gay marriage.
MLK, but with an I in it.
Right. It's the...
milk to milk.
Milk to milk.
They are more equal now, still not equal, still prejudice everywhere, right?
Yes.
So now, here's where you guys are. You guys are in this metaphor, or analogy. You guys are where the trans people are. The trans people are going like, it's our turn. We want equal rights. We want to be called by the proper pronouns. We want all of these things. Society is still going like, well, but we still hate black people and we still hate gay people. Like, wait your turn. You and so you guys are going like, no, but like aliens, and most of society is going like, okay, but the fucking government and like immigration, and we've got so many problems at home.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to jump ahead to worrying about aliens.
I so agree with you.
But can I also just throw this in there? What if all of this civil unrest is actually caused by extraterrestrial beings shaping our society?
Well, I'm gonna say don't even.
I'm not. But I'm just saying, if there are human hybrids in society, if there are really reptilians running our government, like, are they not trying to sow unrest so that we all kill each other make us weak?
It would be, but that, okay, so this is, like, something that we've talked about on this podcast a lot. That is a very optimistic way to look at humanity, to think that, like, oh, we can't treat each other fair because there has to be some other thing infiltrating us and making us hate each other.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the hate is there. Well, and
I agree,
just
though. When,
throwing,
when you
kindling
create
the
excuse, then you're not. Then you don't need to learn anything.
Yeah, I mean,
if we
don't learn
harmony, then they win.
I just think you guys are saying like, we got to prepare for the aliens. But like this RFID thing that we're talking about, like if anything, we should be worried that the government is tracking us, right? Like. We're not too.
I know it's
alien
so on par with everything of today, anyways.
But I feel like
of
that's
course
part of
that
it
exists.
Too.
You know,
also the thing about RFIDs that doesn't make sense, like embedding chips in somebody, is because we are very willingly doing it with our phones right now.
But that's
phones
just it too. That's
with
another
our
thing.
Pets
is are
and,
they putting
and you
it
get
in
money
our phones
for your baby too? If you want to RFID your baby,
you get money for it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The government will give you like, not necessarily a rebate, but they'll give you an incentive to put an RFID chip in your baby so that they grow up with this chip inside
of
them.
You just had a baby. Is this true?
Yeah.
So you went to the hospital. Did you have a hospital birth?
Yeah.
So you went to the hospital, and then a guy in sunglasses came, and he said,
hey, buddy.
No, you
the
have
government
to,
here.
You have to reach out. You almost have to reach out to them.
Okay. So
this.
So it's
but
like,
it exists. It does exist. Here's the thing. The reason why I keep talking about us going into the future being aware of aliens, because picture the future of humanity and picture everything that makes you happy and everything that is important and picture everything that is the future.
I'm really happy with aliens tracking me through RFID chips.
But what are you happy if the government is doing it?
No.
He's just so angry about it.
Like it's not about the thing is, I'm not wrong about this, but when
what if it's both?
America in particular, we have gotten to a point of no return where it doesn't even matter if alien exists, because you just got to make your money and you got to survive. You just have to survive, but not survive survive living. You got to survive the banks, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's not... I mean, when you say it, it sounds like you're blaming people, but, like, you're not. You're blaming the way that the society is set up. But here's the thing. Like... what the fuck? I mean, we're not going to kumbaya and, like, share shit. I don't want, like, 10 people sleeping in my living room.
But what happens if aliens come down tomorrow, right? Okay, here's a scenario.
This is the best scenario, and I have a million answers for it.
Aliens come down tomorrow, and they're kind of bullies, and they're kind of like, hey, we're not going to kill you guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, everyone that has a place to live, like, you're going to get two or three aliens moving in with you. All right? Our planet's dead, or whatever we're doing here, doesn't matter. We're here. And you guys have all these rooms.
Okay, well.
And every room gets two aliens.
Can I ask questions?
Yeah.
Okay. How are you aliens enforcing this?
I mean, we could kill you pretty easy.
Yeah, oh. I mean, if these are alien-human hybrids that we discussed before... they can control you through their eyes.
Wait, so are they controlling? If they're controlling me, they don't even have to say that shit.
Well, but the idea is
in
this
scenario.
If you disagree with us, then you'll just become a slave. Okay. If you agree with this,
how?
You can do whatever you
but
want.
But how? Like, I want to know what powers you have. Can
mind
they just
control.
Get into my place?
Oh, the power would be that they can use their telepathic energy to then forever make you do whatever they say. But you have to watch it the whole time, and you just can't fight it.
It's like Get Out, basically.
Well, then what the fuck?
It's like the movie Get Out.
But then that's not even a Then there's nothing for debate. Then they would just take over. That's not a scenario.
If you knew they were coming and you knew all this stuff,
right. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm not
yeah,
trying
then
to
they
get
can
you.
Tell it, then they can control
Fuck.
Your mind regardless.
That was such
of what...
a bad example that I gave because
exactly.
I don't.
It was a horrible example.
I don't want anybody to feel defensive about this. The thing is whatever
the
they
thing.
Are, they're living creatures. So we have to define life.
You guys want to expand the awareness of aliens. But then if the end scenario is that they can control your mind, then who gives a shit? What are you going to do?
That's what I'm saying. This is a bad idea.
The whole thing is like, yes, I believe in aliens. Do I think they're going to come and interfere with us at some point in my lifetime? No. Do
you believe in alien abductions?
Yes.
Then they already are interfering.
Yes, but I'm just saying... In general, like, does anybody know what their point is? Does anybody know why they're coming here? No. Could it be for the alloys and precious metals
but
of our Earth?
But we can't have
Nobody
a real
knows.
Conversation about it because we are still debating if they're real or not. That's all I'm getting at. Is that
we
like
we can't have a real conversation about it because they're not real. Because we don't know what they are. Listen, but, let's say that they are real. You still can't define them. You don't know what they are. So there's no reason to
be prepared. But there
for
is a reason
because
for
you
us,
can't prepare.
There is a reason for us to talk about other life being more intelligent than us.
That's
Here's
true.
The thing. If aliens come down and they're just like Russians, right? If they're just like, I'm talking Red Dawn. Type scenario
kind of
where
bullies,
like
they can, yeah,
where
yeah.
they come down and they're like they're not these all powerful supermen who can control our minds. Then we live in the best place ever because this is the setting of Mi Vida Loca, which as we all know, Echo Park, the toughest. I mean, just watch Mi Vida Loca.
This is another scenario.
Wyatt Earp died in Echo Park, I think.
What did
Wyatt Earp? Like the biggest badass of the West.
Yeah,
we need to have
fucking Wyatt Earp couldn't even handle this neighborhood.
You know, we talk about 5 hours after any natural disaster event, whatever. 5 hours after the event, go to the observatory to meet. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the other thing is, if we need to fight, then we need to have another plan.
Well, I'm thinking I'm just going to hook up with. I'll bet these people. I still like this area. Okay, the white people are the worst, right?
Yeah.
We're gentrifying. We just in LA at least we keep moving east and gentrifying everything. I'm a problem.
It sucks that they can afford everything.
But so there are still like Mexican families here. I got to imagine they've got guns. I don't know. I'm not stereotyping. I just imagine that they probably have guns.
I think more people than you think have guns.
I think so too. And so I'm just going to go downstairs and be like, hey, guys, you have a big family. I see your gatherings. You know a lot of people. Can I just hang out with you guys and we'll kill all these aliens
together?
But can
you say that in Spanish?
Oh,
Me quiero muerte de aliens. Mi amo Wade.
You know, it'd be funny.
My name is Wad.
Let's say you do have to join with them, and you move in with them, and you like bring both your TVs down. And
no, like, here's the thing. No, we'll use my place too. We'll build it into a compound. We'll break this wall down. Me and Ridley will live together.
I mean, the
like,
future is about teaming up. You know,
it's true.
But
about humanity,
and I don't want to get anybody on the defensive because we won't have to defend ourselves against aliens. Even though that's what a lot of my nightmare dreams are everyone being brainwashed, walking in line, and I'm like running against
the
grain.
I mean, yeah,
into
that's
Vegas.
The thing. Like, I feel like go ahead and believe in aliens, but if you're gonna believe that they can just control us, then it's like why even worry yourself with it? Because if they come, You're fucked.
Can be anyone.
Well, picture this, though.
It can
I mean,
anyone, Wade.
Picture us.
What can?
These alien human hybrids.
We are
anyone.
Trying to do this, you know? If you look at the Navy tests where they were, like, had dolphins and they were, like, teaching them how
fucking
to...
dolphins?
They were, like, having dolphins, like, blow things up.
The Russians are still trying
no,
to
No, they
that.
Were sniffing... I thought they were, like, bomb-sniffing dolphins. They weren't, like, blowing. They weren't, like... They weren't kamikaze dolphins.
There were. I believe that there were both.
Oh, that's so sad.
But what, was it the '80s, late '80s, early '90s?
Yeah, like, why not mind? But all I'm saying is, all of our military would be fine mind controlling some other animal to then treat him as a robot and bring a bomb into a situation
so why
or whatever.
An alien
you know,
do that
I'm just
to
saying
us?
Though, we are fine.
Yeah, but if we're the dolphins, what the fuck? We're okay. So let's pretend we're dolphins and we're in the '80s and
look,
we're doing
flippers.
This podcast. Your flippers look great.
Thanks.
Guys, these humans, I don't believe you that these humans are going to mind control us. We're smart. We're the smartest motherfuckers down here. We can kill sharks if we team up.
They put this nice jacket on me. I like wearing it.
I like fish. See, I'm already mind controlled.
See, well, okay, well that
I like
went
fish.
Off the rails.
Gonna blow up everything. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
All I'm, my entire point is you're fear-mongering.
That's what I'm saying, and that's not what I want to do.
You are.
I don't want to do that, but we also will test all of our makeup on all these animals. You know, whatever. All I'm saying
that's
is that...
That's beside the point. Like, aliens, if they're testing their makeup on us, that's best case scenario.
No. But all I'm saying is that...
the aliens wear makeup.
It's not about scaring you. It's about about realizing that our perspective of what life isn't fair also. So it's not fear-mongering. It's like, hey, we need to redefine what intelligent life is and
oh
how we
God.
Treat it.
That's
and,
your
and
point?
To go into the future.
First of all, we don't do animal testing anymore. Like, we nipped
yeah,
that
we
in
do.
The bud.
They'd still,
yes,
no,
we
no,
do.
They completely
you think we don't do animal testing?
Do. 100%.
Oh, Jesus, you guys are so cynical.
There's no conspiracy.
We're cynical.
You are the most cynical people because you believe everything that's wrong with the world is wrong with the world. You can't believe one good thing. And that's that we
I
stopped.
Think there's plenty of good things.
Yeah.
So, well, tell me one fucking thing that you're optimistic about.
I'm up.
Switzerland, was it some European country? They fuel their entire country with a garbage furnace that.
Oh, yeah,
only
they're buying garbage
10%
from us.
Of the toxic, yeah. Toxic chemicals. Into the atmosphere, and then the rest is used to power steam turbines.
They burn their trash to hydroelectric. Oh, but we're behind. The thing is, it's like
buying our garbage.
No, you guys
we
are
both
understand
that America. No.
That.
But we both understand that America is not the country of the future.
Mm-mm,
we're
mm-mm,
fucking.
Mm-mm.
We're fucked. There's other countries
Bullshit.
That are so much smarter.
Bullshit. You trying to tell me USA is not the country of the future? You trying to tell me that
USA ain't A-okay? It's pretty.
We
gay.
Are fucking idiots. And we are the shit storm
right,
that someone's going
to
have to take down.
Like, you're all over the place. You're all over the place.
I agree.
And, like, I need you to focus for a second.
Can't happen.
Because you got your head in the clouds.
Mm-hmm. It's where the UFOs are.
Allegedly. There's no... here's the thing. You have this, like, rhetoric that you spew... Like vomit. I'm sorry. No, you have rhetoric that you spread like bad peanut butter.
Like who has legs?
Like the legs cholesterol of a butter. And there's no point to it. There is no point to it. But all you're doing is saying like everyone be afraid and everyone believe everything.
I'm just saying expand
your mind. And also
believe
that all of the worst things are
I'm
true.
Just saying expand your mind to ideas
yeah, I'm
that aren't. Necessarily kosher.
I'm not trying to say afraid.
Your mind to ideas that not everything is bad.
No. I'm trying to say we could be good if we start thinking for a better future.
We start thinking globally.
We. Who are you talking about?
Humanity.
You don't think that
humanity.
Like 9 out of 10 people that you run into the street are going to say the exact same thing?
No. And wanting.
Who's
going to
say?
We live in LA, dude.
Let's. Okay. Let's do
Everyone
a little.
Has
let's
their
do
head
a man on the street.
Car.
Let's do a man on the street where you go around and you ask people what these things are that you don't think people would believe.
That'd be fun. I'd listen to that.
No. What is the question?
Do you believe in aliens? Do you believe that
The wow scale? But that doesn't do. That doesn't
no.
Do
we're on. We're like. my questions are going to be more like, what's important for humanity? What's important for humanity?
Peace and love, brother.
No one's going to say that.
World peace. Yes, they all are going to say that. They all are going to say that. They're all going to say, like, no war. Like, let's stop fighting. They're all going to say that. The problem is that's not up to us anymore. The government is out of control. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want.
So how do we? How do we? Here's the thing. Okay. So like, when we can point something out that's wrong, the best thing to do is to figure out how to make it right.
Okay.
How do we make that right?
Yeah.
How
do we introduce a bill? Right. How do you introduce a bill? You have to get a senator to do that shit. How do you get a senator to do that shit? Well, you have to make sure that he's not making a bunch of money.
Well, here's
the anti.
We have to pay them and listen. We know politics are corrupt, so let's continue the corruptness and pay them. Off.
Well, let's go to Canada, where they've already disclosed.
If they made a big enough salary where they didn't have to take money, but that's the thing. There's not enough money. Like, you're always going to take more money.
Yeah.
So paying them more is not going to do anything.
No, and I agree with
that. It's campaign refinance. It's like it's like lobby refinance. Like lobby restructuring.
Do you think that politicians have chips?
Regulation. What?
Do you think politicians have chips?
No, I think they... No.
So that we know it's them and not some doppelganger.
No, dude, the politicians are the last people that you would ever worry about having chips.
But that means they're the first people that would have chips.
No, because they're selling out the rest
of us.
No
way, yeah. They'll sell out their family before.
They need the chips, though, so that they can get into those bunkers, those doomsday bunkers, when the world is ending.
I don't believe that the politicians believe in doomsday bunkers because I don't think that they
believe. There's a subway in one. Are you kidding?
I don't think they believe that what they're doing is wrong. I think that they think that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. I think that if you can be corrupted, that you have a very lame vision of the future and everything you do is fine.
But you don't think that they have a backup plan just in case to cover their own asses?
Not them.
No.
Because they're going to be dead before any of that shit happens.
But like the elite of the world, you don't think that there's like hidden bunkers in mountains, hidden
but
other
the
Denver airport. Didn't you guys have an episode on the Denver airport?
But the elite already live in the bunkers, so they don't need
That's not true.
A backup plan.
That's not true.
I'm saying that the compounds that they mostly are like you don't hear about where the Rothschilds live. They're the richest family in the history of humans.
Yeah, okay. Those people have bunkers. I'm saying government officials that don't have, like...
I don't consider those government officials the elite. We're talking different definitions of elite.
I guess.
Hey, y'all.
I should send you some info about this stuff.
Hey. I'm sorry. I just got here. I'm sorry to be late.
Who's this?
Oh, it's me, Mr. I'm a senator.
Oh, hey, we have a senator here.
I'm a senator from Georgia.
Where does Wade keep going?
My name is Ralph.
Ralph, the senator Ralph from Georgia.
D'Angelo. Ralph D'Angelo.
Whatever, welcome, Ralph. Senator D'Angelo.
I heard you guys got questions about how the government works, and I'll tell you right now, I vote for the thing that I think the people want.
Which is?
Well, ask me some questions.
Hey, Ralph.
We want a regulated internet. We want oil prices to sky.
Ralph, I think you have some questions here from your constituents.
Sir, in the fluorescent faggot green.
I think that a lot of people.
Oh, is that not a cool? I'm sorry. Is that not PC anymore? I'm sorry.
It's okay. I assume you're a Republican.
No, I'm just from Georgia.
Okay.
That's what we still say every day.
A lot of people believe in aliens, and so.
The fuck?
What do we need to do about her? That what if they come and meet us tomorrow?
Aliens are a problem. We gotta reform the border.
We're gonna build a wall around
what if
the
they're
Earth?
From what if they're from another galaxy?
What? I'm sorry. How many drugs you been on, son? What kind of drugs you bringing into this session hearing?
I hate this senator. I hate him so much.
No. Ask me some questions about my process.
Senator.
I wake up every day. I got two eggs. My wife makes me some two eggs.
Really? You don't have like a maid or something for that?
A maid? What am I? I'm a senator. I make $50,000 a year.
You're a very poorly paid senator.
I make $100,000 a year.
Still.
And then the tobacco industry kicks in a little bit.
Yeah, the money is under the table.
We're not here to talk about the
Senator,
supplemental
income. I have a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about the doomsday plans to airlift you to secret locations and bunkers?
What?
In the case of emergency.
That's not a thing. That is not a thing. I don't know who you've been talking to. You've been talking to...
Oh, that's unfortunate then that you're left out, that you're just going to be out there to die while everyone else...
You're not powerful enough to know about...
Oh, so now you're going to tell me about power? I invested in the infrastructure of Georgia. I know all about power. It's running an electrical grid.
I have a question. How much Bitcoin do you have?
What?
How much Bitcoin?
I don't believe
in
damn arcade games, dear. It's a little funny because my son, he's always asking me for the newest little video gamey thingies, and I'm like, go to the arcade. I'll give you some quarters.
Oh boy.
Those are the little Bitcoins. That's what I call them.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Little bits of
coin. How far up into the atmosphere is it trespassing into America? What if there's somebody flying by in space?
Know what I like to say? The sky is the limit.
But there's stuff further.
The sky's the limit, baby.
There's stuff past the sky.
If you dream it, you can achieve it.
So.
That's your answer.
So you have
right
no
there.
Answer?
You got to fly. You got to fly.
So you don't know.
If you want to get into the great state of Georgia,
I'm allergic to cats.
I mean, you can drive through the interstate, but like if you wanted to fly, you could do that. I don't know. What are you talking about?
What? All right, Senator. Thank you for coming.
Oh, okay. I should go now. All right. Well, all I'm saying is I don't know anything.
Thank you, Senator.
I'm a.
You're a corporate shill.
I make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, and I want ExxonMobil to got stock in them.
You're just a puppet. A puppet for the companies.
Hey.
Say hi to Big Oil for me.
Wait, hang on.
Say hi to Big Oil.
Why would I invest in ExxonMobil if I thought that I've got three grandchildren. Danny, Sean, Danny, Sean, and Zena, and I don't approve of that last name. And why
Z or X? Zena.
X, like the warrior princess from the 80s, 90s. Why would I invest in oil if I thought that those little kids wouldn't be growing up in the same world that I am? I'll tell you why. It's because global warming is a myth propagated by, I don't know, Bill Gates, liberals, what's his name?
Al Gore.
I'll tell you what, Gore's what he's going to be when I'm done with him. He's going to be all...
Like the book series?
No, he's going to be all... He's going to be all Gore. He's going to be a bunch of blood and guts and stuff.
Well,
I'll see you later.
Riveting. Well, goodbye, Senator.
Oh, man. That guy. I'm sorry.
Wait, did you just run into that senator out
there? I didn't say anything. Oh, I was here the whole time. I didn't say anything because he made a lot of good points.
My friend, baby Zena.
Zena. Nice octopus.
All right, closing thoughts. I don't have my glasses.
You want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, my closing thoughts are going into the future, we need to accept humanity on a different level. And we need to, basically you need to picture a future without money because A, that's very possible, but B, that is probably better for our future for you to consider defining life differently I picture this weird magical future that I know that we don't even god damn it dude I just went everywhere but our place in the universe and where you think we fit into the universe is gonna actually mean something in the near future. And I say that because a lot of people don't believe in aliens. When that becomes fact, then if we haven't contemplated it before it happens, then we're just going to be like these weird Southern racists, you know, that can't accept the new changes. Oh, fuck these aliens. They shouldn't be here anyways. They don't eat red meat, whatever. All I'm saying is that us not thinking about what the future should be with humanity and I mean, when you take an individual soul and an individual idea, and that needs to have a place in this infinite realm of life and possibilities. Well, now you're a bigot because
you're positing that aliens don't have souls.
No, I'm saying that they do also.
You're like a racist against aliens.
No, I didn't say that
at
all.
There's probably some good ones. But I guess you wouldn't know that.
I didn't say that at all. And I'm saying that aliens, whatever we think about them, we're wrong about it because we can't even contemplate their existence.
I will definitely agree with you on that. Whatever you think about aliens, you're wrong. Erin?
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts. These implants. What are they for? Why? Are they government? Are they alien? Are we human? Are we dancer? Haha. I think that at the core of it, humanity as a whole, we are a data and truth-seeking species. If this is our government, if we don't know the why, it's probably just to figure out where these people are going. Because I truly believe that people are being abducted. I don't know why. I mean, I think it has something to do with the alien-human hybrid project, which I spoke on episodes ago, maybe like last year. I think that there is still a lot of questions that the government, even if they acknowledge that alien exists and they work with them, have. Because the Eisenhower administration, supposedly they only approved of a certain amount of abductions of people, but there's no way to track that. So obviously, even with permission...
They were betrayed.
Yeah, even with permission to not intervene, they're going to be taking people. So they need to track these people to know where they're going. Are they going with the Greys, which they had supposedly a pact with? Are they going with reptilians, insectoids, just any kind of Lunarians, whatever. Whoever is taking these humans, they're going off planet, and perhaps humanity wants to know why. Do normal, everyday humans like you and me need to know? Absolutely not, because we can't fathom or understand or even cope with the idea that this could be happening. We would all lose our fucking minds, and everything in society as we know it would crumble, because we would no longer be able to trust in our government as protectors and providers. So, do I believe it's happening? Yes. Do I believe these implants are extraterrestrial? Possibly. Do I think that they're just engineered from our government through advances that are way far ahead that aren't released out into the public? Perhaps. It's all a theory. I'm saying that I believe in it, but I'm not saying you have to believe in it. I'm just trying to convince you to think about the possibility and to keep your mind open, because if this could be happening to you and you don't know it, then maybe you should look inside yourself and figure this out. If something strange is happening to you, if you're losing track of time, if you have strange pains, strange memories, weird people coming around, you need to think about this as a possibility, because regardless of if we know why, you need to know that it is happening at all, that you can protect yourself in some kind of way, maybe. Just know.
Can I add that Erin, that was beautiful, and I apologize because I feel like I lose my words because I am, you know, mixing with alcohol.
No, you can't.
And
no, you can't.
Hearing you say this makes me go, oh gosh, I need to have more words more clear.
I wanted to go second. I had to think about
this. Yeah, go on. I will drink and smoke a little less weed.
No, shut up. All right. It's weird that you guys let me go third, because now I I have the definitive voice, and you can't rebut it at all.
Okay.
And I think what we've established is get chipped. Everyone get chipped. Because if it's us versus the aliens, which it very much is, as established in the last hour, it's us versus the aliens. You got to be on the side of America or Earth. Get everything chipped, because all we're doing is tracking so that we can get into that alien base. And then we can take them down from the inside, baby. And that's what's going to happen. So I would say RFID chips, good. No RFID chips, bad. Get your dog chipped. Get your cat chipped. Get your kid chipped. Get yourself chipped. And then maybe we'll stand a chance against these monster aliens who are all evil.
I don't know about that.
Any plugs?
I mean, as always, I'm going to plug 101.
Channel 101.
Channel101.com. Channel101.com.
If you're in LA, make a show. Come to the screening. It's the last Saturday.
Last Saturday of every month. We're also going back to two screenings, 8 and 10 p.m.
There's this little search box. You can search all of our names on the Channel 101 website, and you will enjoy yourself.
Yeah, all accomplished actors here.
I stand behind my catalog.
Yeah, I have a very small catalog compared to these two, but I stand by it too. But so Channel 101, and then my Twitter, which is private because I'm auditioning for kids shows now. So it's
But that's okay. They can add you, and then it won't be.
Yeah, EB Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E.
Oh, so you're not piercing your ears. Mm-mm. You're piercing your name.
Yes. A joke I've heard my entire life. Thank you, Wade.
What?
Yeah,
really?
I go, you don't need your ears pierced. You got your name pierced.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Well, I guess I have to move back to Colorado now.
Yes, sorry. Are my plugs. Channel 101.
This has been more devastating than anything I've heard.
My Instagram's the same as my Twitter. I have a plan Instagram.
EB Pierce, thanks for being here. Willie?
Yeah, thank you so much. Willie Bad Movies on Instagram. Dude, subscribe to my YouTube. I'll subscribe back. Robotic Willie Roberts.
Follow for follow.
At fucking YouTube. Watch my old shit, man. I got a lot of good stuff that nobody's seen. Thank you. That's it.
I'm not gonna promote anything because
Wade's,
I think,
offline.
Autonomy is valuable.
Especially if the governments can be watching you now and try to chip you.
I'm totally off of social media except for Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, which I quit Facebook, but
Instagram's different.
But they bought it.
What are you gonna do? I gotta show my cat pictures to somebody.
It's the alarm on the ship. It's saying that we should probably go.
Wade Randolph on all platforms. That's it, man. Oh, well, when is this coming out?
3 weeks? 2 weeks? Pretty soon. We're almost caught up.
If you're in LA and it's the last... Wait, if it's the first Friday of the month and you're in LA, come to the Pack Theater on Santa Monica Boulevard. And watch, spoiler alert, it's me, Eric Acosta, me and him wrote on Rick and Morty, Alex Kavutsky, I don't know what he's written on, a bunch of black sitcoms.
May 4th will be the next first Friday.
So yeah, either the first Friday or the last Saturday.
Sam Brown.
Come out and see us all.
No, what?
I don't know.
Why are you guys stepping on my plug?
No, I'm trying to...
He's helping you, I'm not.
Your chance.
Oh, I'm trying to say what she said. I'm saying,
Sam Brown, Why Does Kids You Know?
The first Friday is May 4th for you.
The first Friday. Okay, May 4th or any first Friday that you're in LA, come see Spoiler Alert. We make a movie live on stage before the movie comes out because, like, you know what? Fuck Hollywood.
May the 4th be with you.
We're going to the Ren Fair.
I don't subscribe to that philosophy, but I will say that...
Bless you.
Bless you.
To cats too.
And just because you're paranoid. Shit. Oh my God, it's spreading.
We're both allergic.
We're very allergic to cats.
You've been here for 2 hours.
But I've only recently started playing
with your
cat.
Take your fucking pills next time.
Sorry.
I took one.
I didn't. Anyway.
Doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hello, I'm Dave Ross.
Hey, and I'm Hampton Yunt.
And we host Suicide Buddies on Starburns Audio.
That's right. It's a podcast about suicide, but not to make light of it. We actually talk about suicidal thoughts, depression, kind of with a sense of levity that Dave and I have with each other. He's my best friend. Come on.
Yeah, we're buddies. Suicide Buddies.
That's the title.
One of our favorite episodes that we've recorded so far is about this guy, Jan Pataki, who was a Polish aristocrat in the 19th century. Mm-hmm. And he, one of the reasons it's possible that he killed himself is that he thought he was a werewolf.
Oh.
Check out a clip. It also makes me think, like, we were talking about in the Norway black metal episode, how, like, just the culture of your surroundings can affect you. Like, yeah. He's in a castle in Poland. He's like, I mean, if you lived in a castle in Poland and no one knew anything about anything, you might be like, I'm a bat. I'm probably a bat.
That's like literally what happened to Batman. He literally is in his mansion. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat.
I'm a
bat that helps people.
I'm a bat that helps people.
I'm a rich...
I don't know what you want from me. And my girlfriend, she's a cat. She's a cat.
My girlfriend's a cat.
She steals things. She's a woman who steals things. She's a cat. I'm a bat.
I'm a bat. I help people. She's a cat. We fight a penguin.
My